I don't care for stories about evil and gruesomeness at Halloween, yet a spooky tale may be in order. For such a story, you can venture to southwestern Missouri, where a centuries-old legend has people still searching for answers. It's a story with worldwide fame, and it's next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Just outside of Joplin, near the town of Seneca, there is a yet-to-be-explained phenomenon.
They say that the first spotting was 1886.
Vince Lindstrom is speaking of something simply called the spook light.
This has been going on for a long time. Now, in the early days, when the spook light appeared, it was down this old road, and all of a sudden this light would appear, and it would follow people, and sometimes it would be in color, and those kinds of things.
The light wasn't necessarily scary, just strange or spooky. Of course, all kinds of legends sprung up to explain it.
There was a legend that a Civil War guy had been beheaded, and he was actually out searching for his head. There was another story that there was a miner that had lost two of his children, and he was out with a lantern looking for it, and to this day, the lantern is still the light that they see.
The legend grew, fueled by reports of spook light sightings.
Those stories really kept going and actually became a museum out there, and people would come out there, and I will tell you that I know a lot of people. I have not done it. I have tried once, but did not see it, but there are numerous people who have seen the light.
The spook light has been around for over a century. So what is it? The story of authenticating and explaining the spook light is next time as we travel the countryside. In Joplin, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.